How are you guys doing? Are you guys all back to your seats from Scattered Abroad?
Sweet.
Cool. So as we talked about, we're having a night of worship. That's a pretty cool thing. Night of worship, just to seek God, seek what he has for us, and just to glorify him and all the things he's doing for us. So tonight, I'm going to challenge you to seek the Lord, to calm your spirit, forget everything that's going on, everything at school that you're just like thinking about right now. All the stuff that's just on your mind, get rid of it. Focus on God tonight. Enjoy the Lord tonight. Just enjoy him. Enjoy him and what he has for you. So tonight, first thing off is just a time to pray. That's what I'm going to look at. And if you want to look at James 5:13 through 16. Give you guys a chance to get there real quick. I think it should be coming up on the screens, those of you who don't have your Bibles. It's green. The words are green. It says, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Cool, so maybe you guys feel like you're suffering or you know someone in your family that's just suffering. They're having a hard time. Maybe your parents are having a hard time at their job. It's not comfortable. They're suffering. It simply says, let him pray. That's so simple. So you guys can be tonight, during our time of worship, praying for those people in your family that are suffering. Maybe some of you guys are suffering. You can go to one of our leaders tonight. They'll pray for you. But we can pray for those in our family that are suffering. Then it goes on and says, is anyone cheerful? How many of you guys are like cheerful? You guys are pumped tonight. You're just super stoked to be here. Cool. So it says, let him sing psalms. So that's what we get to do tonight. We get to sing psalms. We're reading a psalm every couple songs. That was pretty cool. Red one. Let him sing songs. Now, how often are you guys cheerful? Are you guys pretty cheerful a lot? Like, just there's always something cool going on for you guys. Like, you're just stoked all the time. It says, let him sing psalms. So, like, when I think about it, I don't all the time when I'm, like, super stoked about something. Maybe sometimes a worship song pops in my head, and I'm just super pumped about it. I'm singing a song. And, like, just glorifying the Lord for what he's doing in your life. You're excited. Your life is going good. God's doing awesome things, and you're just so cheerful about it that you're going to sing psalms. Is any of you guys sick? Let him call for the elders of church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So maybe some of you guys are sick. You just have been sick. You don't know what's going on. You got a cold. Maybe some of you are sick and the doctors don't really know what's going on. Maybe you guys have a family member who's sick and the doctors don't know what's going on. They don't know. But it says, you can go before the elders of the church. They'll anoint you with oil and pray over you in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, that's pretty powerful. They'll pray over you in the name of the Lord. So maybe you guys do have that person in your family that's sick. They don't know what's going on, or maybe it's just something simple. And maybe it's you. You guys can go before the elders of the church and get anointed with oil. Same thing tonight. We probably won't anoint you with oil, but we will pray for you in the name of the Lord. And just pray that God would bring healing in your life or healing to whoever's hurting or sick. He goes on to say, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. So if you just have faith that Christ can heal, then God's going to do something. You can't lose faith. It may not be right away that he does something, but if you have that faith, eventually he will raise that person up or raise you up. And if you've committed sins, saying a prayer of faith, saying, God, I trust you. I'm giving you my life. And you're repenting of all your sins, and you're going to be forgiven. Maybe tonight some of you guys have, just before church, you like wronged one of your friends, and you guys are just kind of having a rough time. You're kind of fighting and just not really happy with your friend right now. Maybe they committed some trespass against you. Maybe you guys should, or maybe you did it to one of your friends. You committed a trespass against them, and you guys are just not getting along right now. It says, pray for one another that you may be healed. So just pray for each other. Maybe you can go grab that person during our time of worship and just say, hey man, I'm sorry about earlier. Well, can we just pray real quick and ask God to forgive us and let's be friends again? And it'll be sweet. And it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. There's so many things that we constantly can be praying for, like our country, our schools, our president, our families, our church. We can be praying for our church. Maybe our church definitely does have missionaries sent out. We can be praying for them. We can be praying for our friends. And avails much. Avails meaning like accomplishes a lot, you know. It's a good thing. Super good. So you guys can be praying constantly for all those things. Your school, your church, your country, your president, people in leadership over our country, people in leadership at our school, at our church, missionaries out on the missionary field serving. You can be praying for non-believers to come to know Christ. And it says that that'll accomplish a lot. But now let's look at worship, the worship aspect of it, of tonight. A time to worship. If you guys want to turn to Philippians 4:8, that's going to be our next little spot where we check out. It's pretty cool. I think that one will be coming up on the screens as well. You guys there? Are you guys at Philippians 4:8? I guess not, right? Philippians 4:8. Cool, I'm going to go ahead and start reading. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So it goes through this list. Whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, any virtue or praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So there's this list of things as you're worshiping tonight. You're going to be saying, wow, God, you're so praiseworthy. You're full of truth. You're noble. You're just. You're pure. You're so lovely, Lord. Like, those are some things that, like, some attributes of God that we can look at and meditate on. And how those come to play in our lives. How God is true to us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us, you know. He's true to us. There's no errors in his Bible, in the scriptures, in his holy word. He's true to us. Noble. Of good report. Whatever things are a good report. Praiseworthy. He's definitely praiseworthy for what he's done for us. Don't you guys think? Dying on the cross. That's right. Go ahead and cheer for that. Sweet, yeah, that's all for Jesus because he died for us, right? Yay. So tonight we can look at those things and appreciate what Christ did for us and those attributes of him. In the Old Testament, one form of worship was they did offerings. They would sacrifice one of their goats or whatever they had. That was sacrificable according to God's law. They would sacrifice those things. That was one form of worship for them. So you guys could just go sacrifice something to praise God. Now, I'm not going to recommend you do that during this service, because that's Old Testament, so we don't need to be sacrificing animals anymore. David talks about in the Psalms, he talks a lot about praising him with all kinds of different instruments, stringed instruments, brass, the flute, the harp, all kinds of different instruments that we can praise him with, the cymbals, just different things we can praise him with. And we're going to look at a psalm once we're done that talks about all those instruments, and then one instrument that you guys all have with you here tonight. Tonight, just as you enter into a time of worship, you guys can raise your hands as saying, God, I love you. I'm surrendering my life to you, giving your praise to him. You guys can, maybe if you want, kneel down and just humble yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, you're so holy. I don't know. I'm amazed that you love me, this filthy sinner. Now, like, you can just experience the Lord tonight. Get serious about praising the Lord. Think about all the things he's done for you in your life that are just awesome, that are so cool. When I think about it, there's just so many things that the Lord's done for me that I'm just like, wow, God, I just want to praise you. So think about those things in your life where God's blessed you. Again, we got the leaders in the back. You can go bring them your prayer requests. Any pain in your life that you're just having a hard time with. Any sin in your life. Confess your sin to God tonight. Any sin in your life. You guys can trust the leaders. They're not like, we're not all going to go gather up afterwards and, well, this guy, he did this. That's pretty bad. Well, I don't know about it. She did this. We're not going to go do that. You guys can trust us. We just want to pray with you. You guys can bring your problems to us. We'll pray with you. Any problems in your families. Just remember, be praying for your families and stuff. And be thanking the Lord for what he's doing in your life. I'm going to read Psalms 150. You guys can turn there if you want, but I'm just going to start reading it once I get there. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. And the one we talked about earlier that you guys all have all brought with you, your voices. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So praise the Lord with your voice tonight. And again, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Cool, guys.